小猫钓鱼 Scene 1 First line 咪咪喵喵太阳出来了快起来吧咪咪喵喵 are the names for the cats 太阳 means sun Moon is 月亮太阳月亮出来 is a verb meaning to come out 了 is a verb suffix This particle means the action of 出来 is completed 太阳出来了 The sun is out出来了出来了 Say this sentence 太阳出来了 Very good The next sentence 快起来吧 The verb in this sentence is 起来 Do you remember the verb?For 出来 is, that's correct, to come out. To get up is 起来. And this verb is modified by a verb, 快. 快, here is an adverb. 快起来, get up quickly. 快起来。快 can be used with other verbs. For example, to eat is 吃, 吃. So if you want to say eat quickly, that will be 快吃, 快吃. Notice that we put the adverb before the verb in Chinese.So if you said, 起来快, this would be a mistake. So what is the correct word order for get up quickly? Yes, it is 快起来, 快起来, 快起来吧, the last word,is a sentence final particle, meaning suggestion. Here, it is an order, a mild order or mild imperative structure. 快起来吧,快起来吧。When you want somebody to do something quickly, you can use this particle, 吧. For example,Eat quickly. 快吃吧。快吃吧。Next line. 妈妈。妈妈 means mother. Next line. 咪咪快起来。好孩子是不睡懒觉的。You already know what is 快起来。What part of speech is 快? It is an adverb. Where does it appear in the sentence? Before the verb. What is the verb in this sentence? 快起来. Yes, correct. It is 起来. What does it mean? It means to get up. So hurry and get up.In Chinese is 快起来快起来 The next sentence First, let's say the verb 睡觉 Can you find the characters of this verb? 睡觉睡觉 means to sleep Here, we insert another word in between 睡 and 觉. This word is L-A-N, third tone, 懒. 懒 means lazy. So if someone is not supposed to sleep, then you can say the person is 睡懒觉。睡懒觉，睡懒觉。Let's look at the word before 睡懒觉。This word is BU second tone. 不睡懒觉。不 originally is fourth tone. It is a negative marker for verbs. So 睡懒觉 means to stay in bed when you should be up. 不睡懒觉 means does not stay in bed. And there is a structure before and after 不睡懒觉. Please circle these two words. The first word is 是. The second word is 的. 是的. This pattern is used to emphasize what's in between 是 and 的. 是不睡懒觉的. 是不睡懒觉的. 不睡懒觉 is simply a statement. 是不睡懒觉的is to emphasize that the fact that does not stay in bed. The first three words 好孩子 is the subject of this sentence. 好 means good, 孩子 children or kid. A good kid, 好孩子。好孩子是不睡懒觉的。Now repeat after me, 好孩子。睡觉。好孩子睡觉。好孩子睡懒觉。Is this sentence true or false? 好孩子睡懒觉。对不对? You can answer 好孩子不睡懒觉, which means a good kid does not stay in bed. If you want to emphasize the fact that a good kid does not stay in bed,What structure can you use? Yes, that's correct. The 是的 structure. Notice where you need to put 是. Put it before 不 or the verb. And the goes at the end of the sentence. So if you want to emphasize a good kid does not stay in bed, what do you say?好孩子是不睡懒觉的。Next line. 弟弟看谁起得早。看谁起得早 is a question. In this sentence, where's the verb? 起得早。This is a special structure called potential complement. It is composed with a verb, usually a single syllable, in this case, 起. After that, you have 的. And the last part of this potential complement is an adjective, 早. 早 means early. 起得早. Be able to get up early or be able to get up sooner. 起 means get up. Do you remember the verb we had before for get up? Yes, it is 起来. Here, 来 is omitted. 起得早 is more colloquial than 起来的早. So, remember, if you want to express be able to get up early, you would use 起得早 rather than 起来的早. 谁 is a question word, meaning who. 谁起得早? Who can get up early? 谁起得早? 谁起得早? To answer this question, you can replace 谁 with a person. 妈妈起得早, which means mother can get up early. 弟弟起得早, which means younger brother can get up early. 我起得早 means I can get up early. 看谁起得早 看 originally means to look. Here is used in a question when there is a contest to see who can get up early, or to see who can do things better, you use 看. 看谁起得早. For example, be able to eat a lot. 吃得多. You have a contest for eating dumplings, and you want to see who can eat more.The sentence would be 看谁吃得多看谁吃得多 Next sentence 诶我起来了 Here 诶 means fine Alright, I heard you 我起来了起来 is the verb What does it mean? It means to get upAnd le is a particle, meaning the action of 起来 is completed. And the sentence has a subject, 我. 我起来了 means I'm up. Look, I'm already up. 我起来了。Next sentence. 咪咪脸洗好了没有脸洗好了没有 is a question. The verb is 洗脸 to wash face. 洗 means to wash. 脸 is face. To wash face, 洗脸 Say the word 洗脸 Very good. 好了没有好了没有 is a useful expression to check whether someone has performed the action you expect them to do. 好了没有洗好了没有 Did you wash? 洗好了没有脸洗好了没有 Did you wash your face yet?If someone is supposed to wash their hands and you want to check whether that action is completed, you would say 手洗好了没有手 S-H-O-U, third tone, 手 hands, 手洗好了没有脸 face,脸洗好了没有? If someone is going to, was supposed to do laundry, and you can say 洗衣服 to do laundry. 洗 衣服衣服 Y-I first tone 服 F-U 衣服 Clothes 洗衣服 Did you do your laundry? Did you wash your clothes yet? How do you say that in Chinese? 衣服洗好了没有衣服洗好了没有 So remember,in this structure, you have to put the thing before the verb. So you switch the word order and put the object first. 脸洗好了没有？手洗好了没有？衣服洗好了没有？ To answer that question, you can say, 洗好了。洗好了，洗好了。This is the end of scene 1.